joined now by a man whose presence I look forward to every month, absolutely, because I always learn something when you come in.
That's the goal. Exactly. Yes,
not really to mention. He always has a few good zingers in here for you because he was in radio.
He might be the fire chief, but he still knows way more about radio than I ever will.
Right.
That is Tom Nelson, the Northfield Area Fire and Rescue Service chief himself. Hi, Tom.
Good morning, gentlemen. It's good to be here.
Yeah, it's good to have you here.
Jinx.
Look at that. I was when you came in, I was telling you I was a little concerned earlier this morning because I never got an email from you, and I usually get, you know, some kind of, hey, this is what I think we should talk about, sort of coaching stuff.
Yeah, and you know, part of it is it felt better to write the paper the morning before you have to hand it in today. Yeah. So literally, yeah. It's written. I think it's quarterback club napkin, maybe. Literally a napkin, not a bar napkin, but it is a napkin.
Again, I really wish people could have an inside view here because literally it's written on a napkin, and I love it. Because last time you were here, you had a whole printout with bullet points.
Too much content.
Yeah. we should have warned you that Tim McNiff is out today, too. So if you were going to do something
this
like that.
This would have been the day to overshoot your time post.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Exactly. So what is going on in the world of fire safety and putting fires out?
So, yeah, this is the time of year when everyone wants to burn everything on their property.
Everything.
Just start from scratch. Yeah. Burn it all down.
Especially, we were talking beforehand about, you know, being old enough to remember, like, oh, no, Grandpa found that the waste oil burns really well to get the tires going and the railroad ties out in the field. So, you know, and times have changed. And so we thought we'd kind of go through this because, like, when I thought, you know, you couldn't have a burn barrel. You haven't been able to have a burning barrel to burn trash since, like, 1969.
Is that right?
Yes. And still we go out to places. It's like, you have a burning barrel?
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're trying to educate people a little bit. And then what's interesting is there's different, we can call them, you know, concentric rings around, let's say, Bridge Square.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to burn in the city of Northfield, you get a couple options. You can have a recreational fire, which is we're going to sit around and we're going to roast marshmallows and we're going to sing Kumbaya and play the guitar.
Yes.
A recreational fire is 36 inches diameter.
Mm-hmm.
The flames and fuel aren't supposed to be more than 2 feet high of fuel. So, like, think of a campfire, like you load wood and you do that.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
It's not for, we're going to burn all the junk around the lawn, all the sticks. Yes, you can use sticks to get it going, but the whole ultimate goal is not getting rid of wood and stuff. That goes to the compost site.
Right.
Or burning leaves. Oh, yeah, well, we're going to burn. No, you can't burn leaves. So we're not in that time of season yet. But we get a couple calls out each year where, well, I didn't know. I just raked a big pile and burnt it.
Yeah.
You can use clean processed wood. Let's say you have some pallets or something like that you want to use to get it going. That's fine, but you can't use treated lumber. You can't use plywood. Tailings, right? Construction tailings. The whole goal of a recreational fire is to recreate. Is that a word?
It is
for the purpose of this conversation.
And so it's having a fire for that. And anything else is supposed to go to the compost pile. There are certain things, like there's a lot of prairie restoration-y kind of native grasses, things that they work well. I mean, I burn the stuff around the fire station because those are native. We burn them in the fall. They're going to grow back great. You can get a permit for that from the fire department. It has to be laid out like, A, you know what you're doing. It's not going to be a hold my beer, let me get the gas can. and you have to call it in because the other thing is there's always someone, Jeff Mahachik, who was the assistant chief back decades ago, would always say, oh, there's a do-gooder with a cell phone. Mm-hmm. Is no matter what you're doing, someone's going to call it in.
Yes.
And then we're going to get called. And if we're going to get called, you're going to get a bill.
Right.
Mm.
And so that's pretty much, and that's city limits of Northfield and Dundas. If you're doing something where you're trying to clear the grasses or whatever, we permit those. The mm-hmm. golf course has a burning permit because they have a pile of brush, and so they want to get rid of that, and that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, question for you. If someone is following all the procedures, they've got the permit, they've called it in, they've done everything that they should do, but then for some reason, maybe someone still calls it in or it gets a little out of hand, then you wouldn't be billing.
Correct.
Yeah, as long as they're following the rules.
Yep. Okay. And it's like, and that's no different than out in the country mm-hmm. as well, and we'll talk mm-hmm. about that, but it's like, as long as you have a permit and the permit has to be called in
mm-hmm.
To the Rice Deal 911 Center.
Sure.
Right. So they know, hopefully they put the address in. Mm-hmm. Where it gets murky, a perfect example is Carlton, Nancy Brecker and the team at the Carlton Arboretum did
controlled burn.
Controlled, thank you. Yes, controlled burn.
Mm-hmm. Ruined my walk in the yard yesterday, but whatever.
Yes, and so the portion that they were burning was actually within the city limits, right? Because there's some portion of Carlton mm-hmm. campus, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's also right on the line between Dakota and Rice County.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of that no man's land or DMZ. So, of course, they called it in. They had a permit. Everything was wonderful. Then somebody was coming down Highway 3 and called 911 at, like, County Road 47. I see a lot of smoke over by Carlton. That call went to the Dakota County dispatch.
Oh.
So Dakota County was aware that there was some burning,
okay,
but it was a Northfield address, so they're kind of like, well, we don't really know.
Yeah.
So those are the things that we are having a real hard time preventing, is mm-hmm. dispatch, both Rice and Steel knew there was something going on, but there was not a tight address.
Sure.
So we get called, and then it was a permitted burn, right? So there was no issue. It was just, well, we still ended up paging out all the firefighters, and they come from work, and so that's what we're trying to prevent is, again, back to the whole unwanted call pages,
yeah,
of not mm-hmm. having, not getting called to a certain place because they're doing a fire drill, and they forgot to let their alarm company know, so the alarm company called Rice Steel and dispatched the fire department.
And listening to you talk about all this, I'm sure some people out there listening might think, like, ugh, to go and get a permit, call it in, it just seems like such a hassle. But to put a dollar amount to it, how much does it cost to get a permit?
A permit in the city of Northfield costs $25.
And how much would you get a bill for if you didn't follow the rules?
$250.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So and you could save yourself a lot of money.
Right. And then let's talk more about recreational fires, because not only, so recreational fire is 3 foot, right? It needs to be 25 feet away from combustibles. Combustibles mm-hmm. are your house, your apartment, whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
That your neighbor's pile of firewood, you know, all those things. And then the other thing is we all see a lot of them, the portable fireplace mm-hmm. deals. You can have those. Those only need to be 15 feet away.
Okay.
And again, wouldn't you kind of think that's common sense, right? That you wouldn't mm-hmm. even need to spell that out. But
right.
the other thing is they need to be attended. Right?
You can't throw a match on it and be like,
or else it's sort of like, okay, we're out of beer. It's 11 o'clock. Let's throw on the rest of the logs and go in the house.
Right.
Because what will happen? Someone will call.
Yep. Mm.
So it needs to be attended. Mm-hmm. Same thing if you're burning a big pile of brush out in the county, it needs to be attended. So those are the things that end up getting us called.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is, I mentioned that probably so far we've invoiced 10 people for, most of them had permits, but then it got out of control.
Yeah. Mm.
So again, I don't think it's fair to have the rest of the people in the district pay for when somebody doesn't have a solid plan and it gets out of hand.
Yeah.
So probably half of those or more, the response fees that we sent out, were people that had valid permits, called it in, and then it got away from them.
Sure.
And so, again, it's intel, you know, do it smart. If it's windy, think about how you're going to make sure you have all the things. And the permits have all these things written on them,
mm.
you know, but it's like, did you read the part that says right. the smoke can't blow onto that housing development? So part of it is just education. Another thing, again, that's complicated, half of the fire district is in Dakota County and half of it is in Rice County. If you are going to burn outside of the city limits and you're in Rice County, then you get a permit from the Department of Natural Resources website. It costs $5 for the year.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
And it just says, then you go to a website or you call a number in and it comes up. Dispatch has it. I have it in my car. We bring up the DNR website. There's a little dot that says, oh, Ray Larson and Darlene Larson are burning out at their farm on Highway 19, the Pumpkin Patch place. Okay, we're not going to send the fire department then.
Sure.
So that works really well. Same thing if they're going to be burning running or doing running burns, which are like, the you know, you run it and you want to burn a bunch of acreage. That comes up, so we know about all that. Dakota County is different. The DNR says it has to be countywide, and not all of Dakota County wanted to be in the DNR perm ratings, so then it falls on the fire districts. So Charlene and I probably issue, at least 100 burning permits for the year.
Sure.
And Dakota County burning permits from us are free. So there is kind of that no excuse for getting a permit. And again, you don't have to, you get it. A lot of people, you come in the spring and you get it and it's good until the end of December.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
There you go.
So, but you just have to do your due diligence about, is it going to be, is the wind going to change?
Yeah.
Well, there are ways to look what the wind forecast is.
Right.
Don't burn junk you're not supposed to burn. Because not only is it illegal, but then it's like, oh, this looks like a refinery. Someone's going to call. And the other thing, and we've had it this year already, which I still can't believe, we got called out, and someone was actually like burning mattresses and things because they're going to recycle the steel.
No.
You can't burn the insulation off wires. I mean, I shouldn't even have to say this. So when it comes to that, the deputy's going to show up, and I say to the deputy, they're getting a ticket. And so then it's a misdemeanor. You're going to court. You're still getting the response fee. And it's like, oh, for the $8 you got at the salvage yard for that steel from the mattress, was it worth it?
You know, you've mentioned tires now a couple of times in this conversation. I didn't know that burning barrels were illegal, but I've known my entire life that you can't burn tires. Burning tires has been illegal since at least 1969. Are people actually still burning tires?
It's not really tires much anymore. It's like we'll go to a place and then, well, you know, it's just a little bit of carpet. We've got these plastic barrels, we threw them in. We talk about furniture, right?
Right.
Furniture used to be made of wood and leather and natural fibers.
Yes.
Well, it's not.
Yes.
Yeah. So you can't take that old couch and throw it on top of the fire and say, this is clean wood.
Right.
It's, again, freeze-dried diesel fuel is what I've heard someone refer to of anything. Any of these things that are hydrocarbon-based are just nasty.
Yeah.
What would you say is probably one of the most odd things that you've ever seen people burning?
Please don't discuss human sacrifice.
No, we had a call near.
I'm just super curious. No,
You know, it's like, I think it's fair to say, just when you thought you'd never seen anything
exactly,
stupider, right?
Yes, yes.
So this is probably 20 years ago. We got a call out to a house where it was a stucco house.
Okay.
And it was covered in box elder bugs on the outside, right? We've all seen it.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So,
no.
You know what? Go out to the garage or the shed and get the oxyacetylene torch.
Oh, no.
And we're going to burn off all these bugs that are on the stucco.
Oh, no.
Perfect idea, right?
Oh.
And so then, the heat transferred through the stucco. It got into the house.
Yeah.
Soon we're in cutting up the floorboards in the house because, hey, hold my beer. This looks like fun.
It's an Archer House situation. It's in the walls.
The other thing that we haven't talked about is a lot of the people that end up in the region's burn unit this time of year are when you're mixing alcohol and fire.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
We used to have an RN that came down that did training, and her gig was the burn unit. And she would say, oh, this time of year, people out at the camper, out at the lake, out at the whatever, and then all of a sudden somebody falls into the fire.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, keeping your kids away. So many things are, we make dumb enough choices when we're not drinking. Don't add that to help you make poorer choices.
Right.
Right.
And then again, you don't start these things with whatever junk. We've got that little bit of chainsaw gas left over. It's like...
I'm going to ask the question that nobody wants to ask you, but since you brought it up a little bit, I think we probably needed to address the fact that recreational fires are allowed.
Yep.
Right? Right? 2 feet. And we all sing Kumbaya, and we all play the guitar, and we all have a cooler, a beer next to us too. What are the pointers there that you want to offer to people?
Well, I think that like anything else, there needs to be a voice of reason.
Yeah.
And the voice of reason may be the designated driver that's going to drive us all home from the upstairs Rube back in the day.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or someone that's going to be that voice of reason and say, you know, you're going to keep an eye on us. You're going to cut us off.
Mm-hmm.
Like anything else, again, have somebody that's going to be the voice of reason to help make better choices.
That is great advice. I think, no matter what situation you're in, whether you're driving or not, just have that person there.
And we all know that that person then becomes the, oh, come on, man. You're always such a buzzkill, right?
That person doesn't get invited to the next bonfire.
Yeah, that's right. So, it's like, always make friends with someone that quit drinking. I mean, people love bringing me along because it's like, okay. But then that person usually is like, I'm sick of you guys. I'm going to go.
Right, exactly.
But it all comes down to let's all make good choices.
Yeah.
And we all know that alcohol can make us revert back to being a 13-year-old boy or whatever. Mm-hmm. And, this is going to be fun. Just think, because you don't want to end up in the paper and you don't want it to be that thing you regret for a while or potentially longer if something bad happens.
Yeah. Well, you said the magic words right there, burn unit. So, you just don't want to deal with that.
Yeah, I've told we had a fire where a person out in the northwest corner of our district, burning on a windy day, no permit, got in. It basically lit up 35 acres and got where we had. Then there's a small housing development up there. Yeah. Neighbors were calling, it's going to jump and burn my house down. And I told him, you don't want to be a dad too much. But I said, when I was a kid, probably 7 or 8, neighbor boy and I were playing with matches in the field north of our house before there was any Greenville school or anything north of there, and lit the grass on fire, and the fire department came, and I ran home crying. And of course, what does the mom say? Just wait till your dad gets home. And so my dad got home, and he said, you feel pretty bad, don't you? And I said, yes. And he said, well, you've probably punished yourself enough. I did the same thing when I was a kid.
Right.
Hopefully you've either had your own experience of at a young age saying, I'm not going to do that again, or you can hear from some other person like my dumb thing I did when I was 7 or 8 years old and say, oh, I don't want to do that. But we all know kids don't like to take advice or hear stories from us about the things we did. They have to make their own mistakes.
Yeah. It's different now. So, you know.
Yeah. So.
All right.
We filled the time, and I just want to see a couple other things, too, just on barbecues, grills, and things next to houses. Everyone is asking about that. The way the fire code is, and we've adopted the appendix of the fire code that says if you live in a townhome that has more than 3 dwelling units, if you live in an apartment building, any of those things, you cannot, and let's use an example we all know of, like the Hidden Valleys or Summerfield apartments.
Yeah.
3-4 stories tall, have decks stacked.
Yep.
The decks cannot have any grills on them. They cannot have propane tanks sitting on them. If you have the ground floor unit where it's a patio, You can, but it needs to be used 15 feet away from the structure. Again, common sense, but we're heavily enforcing these on rentals where we go out and do rental inspections. But if you live in a townhome that has 8 units on it, you can't have a grill on your deck. Even though, well, this is my unit.
Yeah.
Even if you have nothing above you, if it's got more than 3 dwelling units, you have to follow that code.
I have been informed by my my association. Essentially, I cannot use my grill.
Well, and again, the reason that most of those have come is because of the insurance companies
yes.
are saying to the insurees.
Yep.
Whatever.
Sure. Yeah.
Sure. We've had too many claims that where we've talked about how an apartment building can have a sprinkler system in it, but if the fire's outside and it gets in the siding and it starts the deck on fire, gets in the siding, gets up into the eaves, it will go into the attic and it'll chase the entire attic.
Right.
And so it's because things have happened. The same reason why you can't have candles and incense in a dorm room, because people have died
doing that. I really, 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 like, in my heart want to protest the fact that I can't use my grill, except for the fact that the house 2 doors down caught on fire a couple of years ago, and I've seen exactly what happens when that thing goes. And on the other side, a couple of blocks down, the house caught on fire because they were using the grill in the backyard and it got too close to the house. And I'm really bummed out about this, but I totally get it.
So we can say somebody ruined it for everyone.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Right? again, and the code is not to just be punitive. It's because, it's things have happened that have caused that be written in. And when an insurer comes through and says, even though it's not in the code, you can't do this, this, and this, especially to HOAs, it's because bad things have happened. Mm-hmm. I'm dealing with an HOA that I'm going to be notifying in basically on the Dundas-Northfield border where they say you can't have grills outside because it may start a fire. So wheel them into your garage.
Oh, dear.
With the propane.
Oh, dear.
Right? So, again, the insurance company may come at it as one way, saying, oh, we don't want you to burn the whole side of the units down. I'm saying we don't want to have an explosion in the garage from leaking propane.
Right.
So.
Okay.
We're getting there. One radio show after another.
Yeah, man. one month at a time.
That's right.
We always appreciate you coming in, Tom.
Good. Well, it's always good to see you.
Always good
and
to see you, sir.
If people have any questions, they can always contact us at the fire station.
Yeah. What's a good email to get a hold of you?
I'll give Charlene's.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes.
It's sorry, Char.
admin@NAFRS.org, like Northfield Area Fire Rescue Service. You can go to our webpage and there's a ask, like a contact us. And we actually are really good about calling back. With questions.
That's great.
So, we'd rather ask the questions ahead of time than have to have any of us respond on the backside.
Okay.